After weeks of debate, Hamilton County and Cincinnati are endorsing a preferred developer for a music venue at the Banks. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Hamilton County commissioners voted unanimously in favor of the Symphony Mimi plan. Chris Monzel calls it the best option for taxpayers with an estimated tax benefit of $5 million. Todd Portune says the board isn't worried about the Bengals possibly vetoing the project in order to protect tailgating space.
I have no concern about the Bengals taking any steps or action that will upset the decision that we have made here, or the work that we have yet to do, or the opening of this event venue in the fall of 2019.
Portune and fellow Commissioner Denise Driehaus both say the Mimi plan will bring in young audiences and major acts that tend to skip Cincinnati. That's exactly the argument Promo West supporters use in favor of the other bid. Critics say Promo West is better suited to bring in the acts people want and has a track record of doing so in Columbus. Meanwhile, Cincinnati Council's Budget and Finance Committee also approved the Symphony Mimi plan by a 7-0 vote. Councilmember Chris Seelbach voted for it, even though he has concerns about both proposals, including labor issues involving Promo West.
I cannot support an organization with what I have seen as unfair labor practices or hostility towards those in our labor community. We should never be competing on who can pay someone the least amount of money. That should never be a part of a business equation. But I'm also concerned with the CSO, and even knowing that the venue sizes are different, do they have the genuine interest when they are going to be competing against themselves?
The full council could vote on the issue Wednesday. Reporting with Jay Hanselman, I'm Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.